Coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's Radio Life and Style, and you're with me, Mike, in the morning, on the show proudly powered by Accelerate Security, as we accelerate into another meaty interview, and heading in a direction that we've been, over the last couple of weeks, introducing you to Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, a new recovery and wellness destination, opened now in Bolito, and here to serve the greater Dolphin Coast and beyond. I've got the founders of Journey Recovery and Wellness in the studio with me, Yonit and Clive Blumenthal. Welcome back to the microphone. Yonit, how are you today?
I'm very well.
Always good to have you. And Clive, how are you today?
Good to be with you.
Hey, see, I got better coffee for you this time.
100%.
I took your notes from the last interview. And we're ready to dive into exploring some of the misconceptions that exist around this theme of addiction, which the word is so loaded. It comes with so much imagery and baggage. And when you say addict, there's an image that pops into your brain. You've obviously had years engaging with people on all different ends of the addiction spectrum. And let's have a look at some of the common misconceptions that you encounter on a daily basis. Yonit, you've penned a really interesting article here. I'm going to use it as a guide for our discussion today. And over this interview and our next one, I really want to drill into some of the big misconceptions that might be holding people back from finding the help that they need. And so before we actually do that, for those that might have missed our last interviews, let's just set the scene. Journey, what is Journey Recovery and Wellness all about, and where are you based in Bolito?
So in Bolito, we on Douglas Crow Drive, just after the Tiger Wheel and Tire Corner.
Ah, everyone knows that.
Yes, it's like the fourth building. We on the second floor. We've set it up absolutely magnificently. It looks like a hotel. Everybody that walks in there is actually like very impressed. I think it's very different than what people expect, the misconception of what a rehab looks like. So what we try to achieve is a very high standard, luxurious look that will make you feel like you want to be there and want to get better.
This is a very appropriate thing that we're talking about misconceptions. And you know, if you had an idea of what a rehab is all about or what it looks and feels like, Journey is definitely not that. And I've seen some stunning imagery: rooftop pool, sea views, comfortable, luxurious interiors, and a space that really you feel like you could bounce back from anything in a supportive, empathetic, caring environment. And it's a concept that you've proven successfully already in Joburg. Am I right, Clive? This is now your coastal extension.
It is. What we made rehab into is love, care, support, and understanding. And each individual is different, and each individual needs to be treated in what his needs are. Each individual that has trauma, his trauma is different. Each individual that has a past, obviously his past is different. But I think that rehabs need to start understanding that love and support is what actually the addict needs, because he himself, as I said before, doesn't like himself.
Absolutely. And it's a broad a picture that we're talking about when we talk about recovery and wellness. It's not just simply substance abuse. You treat all manner of addictions and try and drill down to the root, the trauma that underlies all of that, as well as a host of mental challenges from depression and anxiety, to name just a few, that are epidemic in this world, particularly post-COVID. Am I right? So, now looking at some of these misconceptions that I've got in this article in front of me, let's crack open myth number one, if you want to call it a myth, or misconception number one. Addiction is a voluntary behavior. And this is something that a lot of hardline parents might have as an ingrained belief when they've got a child who's getting stuck into addiction in one shape or another. How do you address a misconception like that, Yonit?
The first thing to remember is that nobody actually wants to be an addict. I don't know any person that would choose that kind of a miserable life, causing so much pain to himself and to everybody that loves him. It can't possibly be a choice. I used to laugh that no child woke up and said, "Oh, mommy and daddy, I want to be an addict when I grow up." No. It just, that doesn't make sense. The first time that they've tried alcohol or a substance of some kind, that could have been a choice. But what happens after many years, or even just certain substances, you don't even need to try more than twice. They will hook you. And once you have started using, the choice is no longer available. It becomes a compulsion, an obsession. And today, a lot of the substances are so chemically geared to actually get you hooked and addicted that you are going to get. And it's not, it is no longer a choice. It's a diseased brain.
Wow. And it's important to make that paradigm shift and to stop putting that label on it. This leads into the second misconception, which is that more than anything else, drug addiction is a character flaw. What do you say to that, that misconception? Drug addiction, any kind of addiction, is a character flaw.
I would say it's a cop-out for people that don't understand what's going on, so that they will make a statement like that. It's like saying cancer is a character flaw. Cancer's a disease. Cancer is a relapsible disease. Cancer, every 5 years, even if you're clean from cancer, every 5 years you have to go for a checkup, or even sometimes once a year. And if you relapse, you have to start the treatment again. Mm. Addiction's about pain and suffering. Yes, in a group of five people, there's five characters. Everyone will be using a substance. More than one out of five. Two would end up addicted, meaning that those two obviously have had a different life, more trauma, more pain, more suffering. And what happens with the addiction is the drug actually starts, it numbs their pain. So they start depending on it, and they start using it as a way out, as a way of coping. And at least all that noise in their head, every time they're high, it goes away until it starts becoming chaotic and unmanageable and hurting others. And then even yourself, you start suffering from the actual use. But in the beginning, it gives you freedom.
Well, you see, this is the slippery slope. Looking at that slope, when you slide right down, there is also a misconception that you have to get right to rock bottom or want treatment for it to really be effective. And is that something that is, in your experience, the truth of the matter, Yonit?
Not at all. I think that's actually one of the most dangerous misconceptions, because we've never had really addicts coming knocking on the door saying, "Please let me in." Nobody wants to go to rehab. Nobody actually wants to stop using. Even when they want to stop, they don't believe they can. So if we wait for our loved one to say, "Okay, I want to go," it's not going to happen. People come when somebody puts their foot down and say, "It has to be done now." It's either a family member, it can be the employer that says, "I can see you're not doing well at work anymore, so you either go for treatment or you get fired." But somebody has to actually make the choice for the person, because otherwise it can go on forever. I know from my own life, I was held captivated by that belief. People kept on saying to me, "Unless he wants to go to treatment, don't make him go, because then it won't be effective." It can't be that way.
You can't get to that point.
It can be years and years and years before somebody will go, "Yes, I want to go to treatment." No, it has to be, the decision has to be made by somebody. And only when the substances are out of the person and some healing gets done, that then can become their choice. But once they, whilst they're still in addiction, they can't make that choice.
So now, looking at the fourth bit of misconception for this episode, there's this thought that, okay, if this treatment is going to work, it should work first time around. If it's genuine, if it's legit, treatment for drug addiction should work first time around. And that's not the case, is it?
Not at all. Look, there are the few miraculous ones that do get it first time around. But when we call it first time around, it's not your 24 days that you come to rehab for 24 days and then you walk out the door and you fixed. Most people come into rehab after years of addiction, and the thought that it can be fixed in such a short period of time is actually insanity. When we say addiction is a brain disease, the brain is actually the one thing that takes the longest in the human body to heal. So if you have a brain injury in a car accident, for example, you're going to be for months learning how to walk again, talk again, eat by yourself. The brain takes a long time to heal. Addiction is a disease of the brain, and it's the same way. You have to relearn sometimes very basic things.
Yeah.
That in the years of addiction you actually forgot or have broken for yourself.
And I want to just sort of touch back on something that Clive was saying and talking about, you know, I think it's not helpful to use this language of cured or healed when you're discussing something that is a chronic relapsible state of existence. It's a disease, it's chronic. But it is, if you put the systems in place, it's manageable, and it's not. You're not talking about curing. You're talking about management. You're talking about a way of life that you are now adapting, and you're going to be carrying with you going forward. It's a totally different paradigm that you need to wrap your brain around. And so, talking about it should work. I mean, what does that even mean? That your treatment should work the first time? It's you got to stop thinking in those terms. Am I right?
100%.
I think you go.
So you need to look. It's like saying to a child, why did you break that glass? The glass broke. He didn't even plan on breaking the glass. The glass fell off the table and broke. Now it's all the consequences of the broken glass and the embarrassment.
Yeah.
So the first thing is, the question would be always, why can't you stop? I can't stop because I don't know how to live without it. So recovery is about learning how to live with my disease. If a guy's in a wheelchair, he needs to learn how to live in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He doesn't just adapt to the wheelchairs. He's got a whole mindset to change. He's got a whole lifestyle to change. He's got a whole... Everything's got to change. There's got to be acceptance. There's got to be understanding. There's got to be... The whole grieving process has to go through your mind. So to relearn a different way of life and a different lifestyle takes time.
Absolutely.
Any change takes time.
And it's a journey.
Yeah.
There we go. This is what it's all about. And hence the name, Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. And if you're ready to start your journey towards learning how to live again, well, journeyrecoverycenter.com, that is the web portal where you will find all of the information. And if you're looking for your nearest port of call right here on the Dolphin Coast, the Journey Center is now open and ready to receive, looking to provide care, specialized treatment in an empathetic, supportive, progressive, holistic environment. And one more time, what's the best way to reach out and get in touch, Unit?
I think the best way is to actually call us or get on the website and contact us through there.
All the details are there. The contact numbers I see are there, and your direct number, your hotline is there as well. I see you need. So if you're unable to write down a number, just remember journeyrecoverycenter.com, and You will surely find all the information at your fingertips right there. And my special guests in the studio with me, Yonit and Clive Blumenthal from Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. Guys, I'm looking forward to having another chat and to dispelling some more misconceptions in our next interview. What do you say?
Love it.
Looking forward to it.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.